Oh, yes. Welcome to the show. Yeah, usually, you know, we have our guests on a Friday. But, you know, when it's a big guest, it's time to have them any time of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, they have a song that's quite hot now here on the Monster Charts. Of course, Hindi Ko Alam, the track that you're hearing in the background. They're live with us. We have Emmy, Pao, Ryan, and Tep. They are Carousel Casualties. Woo! Hey! How you guys doing? Kamusta? Kamusta?
Doing good.
Happy birthday, Tep.
Hey, happy birthday. Happy birthday, man. So of course, you know, let's just get to know the band first. How did you guys all get started? And dope name. That is like the best name I've ever heard in the band.
So we started back in college, but we were never classmates.
Yeah, none of us were.
Emmy was from USD, I was from CSB, and we had like different members back then, and Ryan is from Mint, and Tep is also from USD, but they didn't meet there. They met like way after, like during gigs, and so yeah. Before, like, Tep wasn't part of the band, but he was already our friend. He used to like just be a sessionist for us, but since our bassist left, he filled up his shoes.
That spot right there.
Yeah,
was it tough when you guys changed members or pag umalis yung isa para bang?
It's not like we're not friends. It's just that they just had to leave. Like they had to go abroad
or family.
Family. But it's good that, you know, Tep's here. Like, he really brought the sound together also.
Now, for you guys, of course, you know, some's from USC, the other one's from Mint. Medyo sa production side yun, am I right?
Yeah.
Are you coming closer to the mic? Okay, they're very, very shy. Oh, yeah, so, of course, the music that we are hearing now, Hindi Ko Alam, for the sound of the band, you guys were mentioning off-air earlier, that the sound was very different before. Ano yung tugtugan nyo nun dati?
It was more alternative. And yeah, it's less dancier than we are now, I guess. Yeah. I guess we'd say something.
Like, how did we sound before? Like
mas gritty siya. Mas meron siyang, how do I say this? Like, influence ng alternative music. Obviously, favorite kasi ni Emmy. Arctic Monkeys.
Oh wow!
The Strokes. Okay. That was like his sound before, and I think they were able to like emulate that and, you know, make their own sound.
Medyo mabigat yung tunog nun.
Mas riffy siya. Riffy siya before, and then like right now, I think it's more engaged in a more simplistic approach, like in terms of like executing music wise.
Yeah, it's good that you mentioned that, the execution. Actually, now the sound is more disciplined in terms of like choosing the instruments and the arrangement. It's not too magulo anymore.
Mm-hmm. So it's a cleaner tone. It's
correct.
Sort of like a long drive music is what we are hearing. That's a feel that I get when I hear your band. You know, was that the goal?
That's the goal. To simplify it, to make the groove a little bit more pocket, a little bit more
easy listening.
More digestible.
Wow, galing. Now, you know, for those that are tuning in, we do have Carousel Casualties. Okay, who thought of the name?
It was me. It's because it's a tongue twister. So It's just like a nice tongue twister. Like, you know, it's a challenge to say it 10 times in a row without messing it up.
It's like toy boat. That's hard to say five times in a row. Right?
Yeah.
Right? It's tough. Now, you know, of course, with the band Carousel Casualties, I find it cool na para ba yung sila yung nasawi dun sa caterpillar. Alam yung mga ganun? Di ba? Isang balita, di ba? Ang galing. But for you guys, I mean, you know, just some random question here. If you were to be a carousel ride, what would be that ride?
If I were to be a carousel ride?
A horse.
A horse? Which one? Yung paikot-ikot?
The unicorn pala.
Unicorn. Are you guys, I mean, you know, if you, what's your favorite ride on the carousel?
I think just the standard horse is also, you know, I've never tried horseback riding, so that's the closest thing for me, so it's a horse. Definitely.
It's trippy, right? Because I haven't tried it either, but I'm kind of scared because compared sa motor, yung motor control mo, ito parang it has its own brain.
It goes around and then it goes up and down pa.
Yeah. Quite trippy. Of course, the music that you're listening to is Hindi Ko Alam. What's the story behind this song?
Yeah, so it's basically a song that I wrote about, you know, a certain kind of like feeling that you get into when you're uncertain about someone that you're talking with, mm-hmm. talking to. And paired with that feeling of like going home, riding an FX or a Jeep. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like that Manila sound.
Yeah, yeah.
The kind of feeling when you're nagsisenti by the window. On your going home, like on the ride going home.
Eh, matagal pa na. Sa Cubao ka pa lang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pa-NLEX pa lang yeah, kayo. Yeah. Eh, no?
In my case, kasi I would ride the FX from UST going to Commonwealth
where
I used to live before.
Okay.
And, you know, yun yung time for you to muni-muni. And I feel like that song is kind of like a song that I would listen to when I was a student.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were a student, that's something that would make me relate to. Like, basta, it's just like a song that is really... You know, I kind of like bottled up emotions, and yeah, it's like a commute song for me. So that's how it was formed.
So I mean, you know, is it safe to say that during the time that you were commuting a lot, that you know, as far as songwriting, did it help you out when you were commuting a lot?
Yeah, because it
was, and how many songs were you able to write?
No, during that time, I was still in college. Of course, I was, you know, thinking about my assignments and stuff. But now that I think about it, now that I have more time and I don't commute anymore, I just kind of want to relive the feeling.
May TF na yan, no? Famous rock band na yan. Naka-electric car na. Oh, diba, diba? Pero, yeah, and then, you know, now, is it a lot easier now?
What do you mean? Like, a lot easier?
Like life. I mean, is it more chill now that you're
part of
a band?
It's not,
or is it
but
more complex? That,
it's the reason why I kind of want to look back is because... It was way simpler before. So it's kind of like a release. Writing a song like this that will remind you of the simpler days. That certain feeling, that certain moment. So, because life is, it doesn't get easier as you grow older.
As you get older.
As you get older, yeah.
You do run into the complications.
Yeah, that's true.
As they do say. Now, for the work itself, I mean, is there a new album as well? Is this a current album that we're hearing this track from?
New album that you want to say, you want to share?
Oh, I mean, a lot of songs are on the works at the moment. And yeah, you guys could expect that. An album, I'm not quite sure if...
When?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
For sure, yeah. Definitely.
Now, with your album that's in the works, is there collaborations or is this strictly like, kami muna, yung banda muna, paingan nyo muna, who we are?
That's a good question because initially we were thinking about some collaborations. But now, I feel like there's some sort of like theme that's gonna happen with the album, so we'll never know, I guess, until we reach a point.
Especially the sound now, I mean, the indie sound that you all be sporting. Ang dami ng mga banda ngayon eh. And the shows are alive. I mean, you know, of course, some of the biggest stage that's coming up, Wonderland.
Yeah.
Is that something that you guys would dream of playing?
We did play in 2018.
How
but
was
we
that?
We want to go back. We would love to go back.
How was that experience?
I think that was a turning point in our career when we were like younger. It was our first festival as a band, and then it was also the first international sort of like show that we played in, and that was like one of the goals before, like we just really want to make it to Wonderland. And then we figured out na lang after that.
So na parang, what's next?
Yeah, what's next? What's
Grammys next? Na, Woodstock. May, but you know, if it's an international audience, ano yung approach niya pag ano, may pressure? But kasi you used to just attend Wonderland.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna be on the stage. It's an international crowd. It's a different vibe. Ano yun, change arreglo? Is that what got y'all to change the sound to this kind of sound?
Not the festival per se. Not the performance per se, but like, what got us into changing the sound is our objective. Because before, we kind of realized that we are serving ourselves when we write and arrange songs. But this time around, we realized that there are a lot of people listening. And we kind of want to serve the people. Something that they can digest better. That they can relate to better. That they can sort of like... Something that's not too highfalutin for them, you know?
True.
It's a more... It's just to unlock a better... you know, experience for the audience and for new audience to come in.
Yung hindi na siya sa ego-based that
correct.
I'm the songwriter.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hindi na
ganun. I think we want to, I mean, we love pop music. So we wanted to do more pop music. Yeah.
Yeah, we just wanted to release that feeling na we love pop, so we're gonna make pop songs too, you know.
And then, you know, have you guys ever seen an opportunity that yung magpunta kayo sa mga school fairs, tas yung mga high school band na nagco-cover ng songs? How is that feeling?
Sometimes it's like sometimes I see it on TikTok, like, you know, even like there's this white guy who covered our song, like yung bass, yung Leona, like he covered the song, and then I was like, whoa. So that, like, songs can really transcend where you are, you know, like geographically speaking, and it feels nice to have people sing your song for you and to you. It's a weird feeling. It's like your child is
it's like, there. Child has a life of its own now. Now for the band, Mew, how was that feeling when you guys first heard your song on the radio?
Well, that was so fun. I remember that. Our first song, Safety. That was
Were you at the bus? Were you you were at your car?
I think, we were at the car. And the song came up and we were like, oh my gosh, dude, the song is up.
When I first heard our song on the radio, I was in the office. I think I remember it was one afternoon and my boss was there. He didn't know it was me.
It's like, boss, right here.
No, it was because they were listening. And then I was like, of course, my office mates knew. But like, they only, like, they told the boss like mid-song. And it was like, oh, that's you. What are you still doing here? Quit this job.
Here's your resignation. But did you quit the job or you still do
the work? I had to leave because I was just an intern then. So I had to like take my board exam and stuff like that. But they were supportive. They were supportive.
All right. So, you know, for those that are tuning in, we have Emmy, Pao, Ryan, and Tep. They are joining us there. Carousel Casualties here on the show. Just hanging out with us here in the booth. You know, if you have any questions, do send them in at RX931. Of course, this is an all-out edition of our interview just to hang out with the band. Now, for the rest of the year, what's the plan? Is there a major show, concert, other than your song being, of course, on the Countdown Top 7?
We don't plan on going anywhere this year. We're going to stick around and release a bunch of stuff, both music and video content. So, festivals,
hope so.
Hope we get invited back.
You were number 3 here in the charts February 9th here on The Monster. So, congratulations to all your fans. Much. And a message, what do you call your fans?
Chubibo.
Okay, well, you have any message for your fans?
Depp, birthday boy, you want to say anything?
Thank you so much for all those who have... we keep on supporting us. We really appreciate it, and like we just want to make sure na marami pa kami i-release na the songs in the future, especially this year. Like we already have a lot of stuff, and sobrang excited na rin kami na i-release yun. It's just that syempre kailangan pa namin i-fine tune and i-refine yun. So thank you so much, guys. And like, ako being a new member of the band, like, I really appreciate the support and the reception of the new sound that we were able to, like, create. And, you know, this is a bit different in terms of, like, how they used to write their own music. But, you know, it's just fun and like, I'm humbled at the same time that, you know, like, a lot of people are still tuned in, like, okay, like, what's in store for Carousel, you know, and it's, like, a new sound. And, like, what I've said, the reception was pretty good, so, yeah, just great.
Yeah, thank
like,
you.
Like, I could hear this being spun by a DJ at a bar.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yung mga indie sound, you know what I mean? Then you throw in some temper trap after that, some disposition vibes, you know what I mean? It could be a long drive music video.
Yeah.
Is there a music video for the song already? Wala pa in the works. Oh, concept, long driving, across country lang, di ba?
We're getting a lot of concepts from you guys. Uh-huh. So, it's our boss over there.
Well, exciting times, exciting times. So thank you guys for dropping by.
Thank you so much.
All your fans could request for your song here on The Monster. Mm-hmm. So invite everybody to request for your songs, and also what's ahead for the rest of the year for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys can request for Hindi Ko Alam here at Monster, and just keep requesting. Just let them know that, you know, the song should stay here forever. Thanks for making it possible. Also, for the rest of the year, we do want to stay on the airwaves. So like,
Any shows? Any upcoming shows for you guys?
We have a show on Saturday.
On Saturday.
Where are you going to be?
It's going to be a benefit gig.
Yeah, that's very important. It's
it's going to be at Rabbit Hole
in Manila near USD.
Okay.
It's for a kid with a Kawasaki disease. Mm-hmm. So it's a rare disease. So it's a benefit gig. If you guys are free on Saturday, we're there. And
may Mayrix ba ba? Taga USD kayo, di ba?
Wala na.
Wala na, no? That was like the go-to thing when it comes to...
That was the Sagiho before.
Yeah.
Wala na.
Okay. So thank you guys very much. Of course, Miguel Jimenez is saying here that love listening to Carousel Casualty. He's been going to their gigs since 2018-2019. Yeah. So pag mga new members, ba, may initiation kayo? Nagpapagawa niyo?
Yes. Kailangan sumayaw.
Sumayaw. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday to you. What you doing for your birthday, man?
Actually, sabi ko, they asked me if it was like okay na mag-guesting on a birthday. But sabi ko, you don't really get this chance to mag-celebrate ng birthday on air.
So for today, can we sing him a happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you.
Look at that. Kakaiba lahat ng song, biglang bam.
Saka iba-ibang key,
no? Yeah.
Iba-ibang kind of carousel up and down din.
But thank you. We're very much excited. We're going to play Hindi Ko Alam. Till then, thank you guys very much. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Emmy, Pao, Ryan, Deb. Give it up for Carousel Casualties.
Woo! Thank you so much.
Thank you. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. For those that are tuning in, you're about to hear the track. Those watching us on live, thank you. On behalf of Kayla Rivera, my name is Rico Robles. We hope you guys enjoyed our interview of the band.